Good evening po.
Castle.
Yan, magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Welcome. Wala po tayo sa alab. Nandito po tayo sa Word and Prayer. Welcome to our Extraordinary Women. Na hindi lang nating topic, kung hindi mayroon talaga tayong mga extraordinary women here in Crossroad. At sila po yung mga kasama ko ngayon. Sige, pakilala naman kayo, mga beshi. Ayan. Sige, bahala na kayo. Sino muna? Hello!
Bata po muna. Ay! Ayan, hello po. Ako po si M. Mahiyain.
M. Para sa mahiyain. Alright.
Hello po. Good evening. Ako po si Ate Julie, young adult po.
Ayan. Good evening po. Isang nanay, si Ate Tess.
Yon. So, intergenerational ang kasama natin ngayong gabi na ito, no? Meron tayong teenager ka pa ba, M? 20s. Si Judy ay mid-20s. Kami ni Ate Tess ay hulaan nyo na lang. Okay. So, we're happy to be here tonight and to feast on the Word of God. And of course, sama-sama pa rin tayo luluhod sa Panginoon. Magiging ating mga puso ay talagang magkakadaop-daop para sa oras ng pananalanginan. Amen? So, umpisahan na po natin. Let us all start tonight, no, with a word of prayer to be led to us by Ate Tess Certeza.
Ayan. So, tayo po ay lumapit sa paanyaya ng Diyos, sa panalangin, pagpapalakas sa Kanya, and focus in the love of Jesus alone. Father, we thank you tonight, O God. Lord, we recognize that you are holy, a holy God in our midst, O God, Lord. Kaya po, Panginoon, Lord, nakikita namin, Lord God, that you are our everlasting God, our hope, and our deliverer, God. Lord, we don't faint and we don't worry, Lord God. Kaya naman yung strength namin, Lord, ay laging mag-rise up, O God, Lord, because we want, Lord God, to have you, God, our presence, Lord. Your presence, O God, Lord, is our strength, O God. Lord, help us, Lord, to strengthen our hearts, our minds, O God, and focus only to you, God, Lord. At salamat po, Panginoon, O God, Lord, sa iyong pagpapalakas sa amin. Panginoon, Lord, lumalapit din po kami na may pagpapakumbaba sa iyo at nire-recognize ang aming mga weaknesses, Lord, na pinili namin maging mahina, pinili namin madaig kami ng kaaway, Panginoon. Pinili namin ang mga bagay na hindi mula sa iyo at hindi galing sa iyo, Panginoon. Wala sa aming bibig, lumabas, Panginoon, O God, Lord, ang mga hindi para sa iyo, Panginoon. Kaya patawarin mo po kami. Linisin mo po ang aming puso, ang aming isip, maging aming bibig, Panginoon, O God, na hindi nakakaluwalhati sa iyo, Panginoon. Maging, Lord, ang laman po ng aming mga kamay, Panginoon, O God, saan man namin naihawak, saan man namin, Panginoon, nailakad ang aming mga paa na puntahan, Panginoon, for this past few days, O God, Lord, patawarin mo po kami. O God, we come to you, Lord, in humbling spirit, Panginoon, O God. And Lord, nire-recognize namin ang paglilinis mo sa amin at pagpapatawad mo sa amin, Panginoon, O God. Salamat po dahil po sa iyong dugo, dahil po sa iyong kalinisan, dahil sa iyo pong pagpapatawad at pag-ibig, Lord, meron po kaming pag-start, Panginoon, O God. And strength coming from you, God. Thank you, Jesus, O God. Lord, salamat po. Dalangin po namin, Panginoon, na kayo po, Panginoon, ang patuloy na manguna at talagang ilig mo kami, Panginoon, into changes, Lord God. Not only our mind, but our hearts, O God. Really changed by your word. Really cleansed by your word, O God, Lord. We come upon you in supplication, Lord. Dalangin po namin, Panginoon, Lord, ang mga nangailangan po sa mga nagdaang panahon na ito, Lord, we pray for your provision, your supplication, and your sustenance, Lord. Lalo na po mga nakaranas, Panginoon, ng bagyong Agaton, Panginoon. Lord, cover them, O God, in your hands, O God, and in your wings, O God. Let it be your shelter, Lord. Ikaw maging shelter nila, Panginoon, O God. And Lord, we speak, O God, restoration sa mga nawasak na tahanan, Panginoon, O God. Literally, Panginoon, physically nakita namin yun ng mga mata namin. But in you, O God, in physical eyes, Lord, we see, O God, that God is our healer, our provider, Lord God, and our restorer, Lord God. That indeed, Lord, ibabalik mo sa amin mga nawala sa amin. At magpapalakas kami sa iyo, kagaya ng panghako mo sa amin, Panginoon. Truly, God, you are our everlasting God, our Father, and our hope is in you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Ngayong gabi na ito, pag-usapan natin ang mga katangian ng extraordinary women sa buhay ng Panginoong Jesus. Ayan. So, may-miss na ba natin si Pastor Al? Next week, mga kalalakihan naman. Alright, so pag-usapan muna natin ang mga kababaihan and allow us, women, tonight to share life with each other and sa inyo pong lahat. May tanong ako sa inyo. Kapag ka nawala ng lahat ng mga tao sa buhay mo, ayan, parang naisip mo na ba isang araw na syempre, unti-unti namang nawawala ang mga tao sa paligid natin. May mga nangamamatay, may mga nag-a-abroad, may mga panandalian lang ang kanilang mga pakikisama sa atin. But when all else is gone, when all people gone in your life, important people in your life, sino kaya yung isang tao na the least person na maiisip mo na hindi iiwan sa'yo? Huwag nyo na pong sagutin sa comment box. Sa atin na lang yon. So, isip muna tayo, mga 30 seconds. Mayroon ba kayong isang tao sa buhay ninyo na, Lord, mawala na ang lahat, wag lang siya. Ayan. Meron bang ganon? So, kayo ba, mga kaalab? Ay, mga kaalab. Ka-warned prayer. Oh, secret lang. Dumating na ba sa punto ng buhay ninyo na natanong ninyo na, o nasabi ninyo, Lord, mawala ng lahat, wag lang siya. Meron na ba? Wala pa? Nag-iisip pa lang? Ayun. Well, sino kaya yon? Sino kaya sa kapamilya mo? Sino kaya sa kaibigan mo? Ang alam mo na gustong-gusto mo o talagang hinihiling mo na huwag mawala sa'yo o talagang manatili sa'yo hanggang dulo. Pero ang twist ng question, mayroon kayang makakaisip sa pangalan mo? Ayan, di ba? Alam natin yung mga hinahanap natin, yung mga gusto natin at magstay sa buhay natin. Pero ang tanong, tayo kaya, mamimension kaya tayo ng mga mahal natin sa buhay? Na wow, mawala ng lahat, wag lang ikaw. Ayan. Well, alam nyo ba, dumating sa punto ng buhay ng Panginoong Jesus. Bilang isang tao, no, talagang dumating siya sa kagipitan at talagang nagkakilanlan na kilala ang mga disipulo, ang kanyang mga kaibigan sa panahon ng krisis. Sabi nga, crisis doesn't make a person, it reveals a person. Naniniwala ba kayo dyan? Na madalas sabihin natin, naku, krisis na naman. Magpapakilala sa atin ng mga krisis like bagyo, kagaya ng pandemic, no? Wow, talagang hinuhubog ika tayo ng krisis. Pero alam nyo, pagka dumating ang krisis, doon nakikilala ang tunay na pagkatao natin. Same in the life and ministry of Jesus during his last days. Grabe no, dun sa pagdakip sa kanya sa Gethsemane. So, there was this person na dapat sana magtatanggol sa kanya. But siya pa yung nanguna na magbetray sa kanya. And that's Judas. Nung interrogation ni Jesus dun sa bahay ni Caiaphas, di ba? Dun sa high priest na si Caiaphas, Peter denied Jesus dun sa outer court, the terrace ng kanyang bahay. During the flagellation, yung talaga nilalatigo na si Jesus at talagang yung panlatigo sa kanya ay talagang sumusugat ng buong katawan niya, makita natin na disciples ran for their lives. Mga nangawala ang mga disciples. So, there was this disciple who betrayed him, a disciple who denied him, and many disciples deserted Jesus. Nakakalungkot. But there is this one man, no, who stood beside Jesus at the crucifixion. Pero hindi lang si John yon. Alam nyo, mayroon pa mga nanatili. The least kind of people na talagang nanatili sa Panginoon during his suffering, during his crucifixion, and up to the point of his death. So, i-discover natin yan. And that made them really extraordinary. So, tingnan natin. Basahin natin, Ate Judy, sa Matthew chapter 27, 54 to 55.
Sige po, Matthew 27.
Sorry, 55.
55 to 56. 55. Many women were there watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's son.
Wow! No? So sabi dito, talagang they followed Jesus from Galilee. And then dun sa point of his death, no? At na-mention yung kanyang mga pangalan. So tingnan natin sa Tagalog. Basahin sa atin ni Ate Tess sa Tagalog, sa Magandang Balita, Biblia.
Ayan. So Mateo 27:55-56. Naroon din ang maraming mga babaeng nakatanaw mula sa malayo. Sila'y sumunod kay Jesus mula pa sa Galilea at naglingkod sa kanya. Kabilang sa kanila si Maria Magdalena, si Maria na ina ni Santiago, at si Jose at ang asawa ni Zebedee.
Wow, praise God. So, tandaan niyo po yung mga pangalan nila, ha? Kasi sila talaga yung extraordinary women. And grabe, very true ang Bible and very, kumbaga, talagang nai-record, no? Yung mga pangalan nila. Pero hindi lang silang tatlo, kung hindi sabi dito, maraming babaeng nakatanaw mula sa malayo. Many women were also there. So tinignan natin yung word na many women were also there. Saan yung there na yon? Yung there na yon, yun yung place na binabanggit mula dun sa gospel ng Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, na yun yung there, yun yung place of crucifixion. Yung there na yon, yung place of desperation, the agony of Jesus, no, naririnig ng mga tao at nandoon sila. Yung there na yon, yun yung place kung saan nagkaroon ng earthquake at nagkaroon ng kadiliman. Yung there na yon, yun yung place na ina-execute na si Jesus para siya ay mamatay. At yun din yung there na iyon where people, no, talaga nagkaroon sila ng great commotion at sinasabing si Jesus ba ito? Di ba siya yung nagpagaling? Di ba siya yung nagtuturo? Di ba siya yung nagpakain? Parang hindi mo na siya makilala. That's the place na tinatawag na there. At nagkaroon din ng confusion na siya ba yun? Parang siya nga yun. Siya yung Son of God. So imagine this place of confusion, agony, darkness, talagang, wow, makita po natin, nakakatakot kasi nag-earthquake doon, nagkaroon ng kadiliman, nandun ang mga gwardiya sibil, nandun ang mga taong tumatawan, nagungutsa, nagtatanong, at talagang samut-saring mga emosyon ang nandun. Yet, many women were there. Ano yun? Hindi nila iniwan ng Panginoong Yesus. At pinangalanan sila. Sino siya? Tatandaan natin na una, Mary Magdalene. Pangalawa, Mary the mother of James and Joseph. And then pangatlo, the mother of the sons of Zebedee. So siya si Mrs. Zebedee. So makita po natin, these women, no, were there. There at the place of death, darkness, doubt, commotion, fear, terror, trouble. But they did not leave Jesus. At the most trying moment, at the most threatening situation of the life of Jesus, nanatili ang mga kababaihan na ito. And therefore, we can say na what made them really extraordinary, it's their faithfulness. That's number one. Faithfulness. So minsan iisipin natin, paano ba ako talaga maging tapat? Paano ba talaga maging tapat sa Panginoon? Yun, hindi lang talaga sa magagandang pagkakataon. Not only in the pleasant situation, nor when the things or the circumstance are favorable sa atin. Makita natin that even in darkness, even in death, even no, yung leader mo, yung teacher mo, nandoon sa punto na parang mamamatay na talaga siya. At the end of his life, you stood by him. And that's what we call faithfulness. So, women, yun, faithfulness is not na measured, no, kapag nandun tayo, lagi tayong kumakanta, o lagi tayong upfront before people. But faithfulness is being silent, being consistent and constant, even when the time is dark, when the time is uncertain, and even at the point of death. So today, we're gonna pray. We will be praying. Hilingan natin si Ate Judy to lead us in prayer. Mayroon po tayo dyan PowerPoint slide. Sabayan niyo po si Ate Judy as we pray this, not only for women, but even for men who are here with us. The Lord is looking for our hearts na talagang pusong matapat. Mawala na ang lahat. Masasabi natin, Lord, mananatili ako para sa iyo. Ate Judy, can you lead us in prayer, please?
Amen. Let's pray po. Dear God, thank you for the example of these faithful women who did not turn away from you even at the horror of the crucifixion and death. Thank you for all the many faithful women rising up today, even in the most dangerous times wherein we see many are getting cold and are turning their backs on you. Help us to be faithful to you, Lord, till the end of time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. So, let's say yes and amen. If you have prayed this prayer, and the Lord, I want to be faithful to you. I want to be faithful to you till the end of time. Pwede po ba isend natin yung red heart natin? Kasi di ba Lenten season ngayon? Talagang pag-apuyin natin ang ating puso, panuuliin natin ang katapatan natin sa Panginoon. It's one thing to wish, no, and to really pray, Lord, please remain faithful to me. Huwag niyo po akong iiwanan. Huwag niyo po akong pababayaan. Alam natin yung prayer na yon. Pero tonight, we prayed this prayer na, Lord, help me to be faithful to you till the end of time. So if this is your prayer, sige, send tayo ng solid red heart sa Panginoon. Na ngayon, inaalala natin yung kanyang pagbibigay buhay niya sa atin. Bukas, Huwebe Santo na, and then Friday, and then Saturday. Wow, this is the season to see and to remember the great love of God and His redemption para po sa ating lahat. Praise God! Hallelujah! Let our hearts remain steadfast, faithful to the Lord. Wow! Next! These women, mga kapatid, ay talagang in-inspire tayong lahat na hindi lamang po sila faithful kung hindi sila po ay true followers of Jesus. Sa paanong paraan? Ayun, sabi dito, yung verse natin kanina, ayan, diba? Many women were also there. Sabi doon, serving Him, ministering to Him, meeting His needs. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for His needs. No? So sabi dito, they had followed Jesus from Galilee. So, who had followed Jesus, lahat ng version, talagang sabi dito, who had followed Jesus from Galilee. So, these women are extraordinary because of their true followership. So what is the significance of Galilee? So tanungin natin ang mga extraordinary women dito. Ayan, ano to, surprise question. Kapag ka narinig niyo yung word na Galilee, anong naaalala niyo, na-associate niyo? Ikaw, M, saan mo na narinig yung, ano yung naaalala mo pagka narinig mo yung word na Galilee or Galilee in the Bible?
Ang pinaka, ang naalala ko po dito yung ano, yung sentence na parang go back from ano, from your Galilee, parang ganun po. So parang bumalik po tayo doon sa kung saan na-experience natin Panginoon. So yun po yung akin.
Yes, okay. So kasi yung Galilee, that's the place na doon lumaki ang Panginoong Jesus, no? Doon sa maliit na bayan ng Nazareth, sa Galilee, doon lumaki si Jesus. Yun. And talagang ang dami niyang miracles doon, no? Not only miracles, meron pa rin siyang significant na ginawa doon eh. May naalala kayo? Yan. Oh, sige, Ate Tess. Ano yung naalala mo dun sa Galilee?
Sa akin po yung Galilee. doon po tinawag ni Jesus yung mga disciples, the followers of Jesus.
Yun. Tama, no? So, not only doon lumaki si Jesus, talagang very significant sa kanya yun, tapos ang dami din niyang himala doon, tapos doon niya din tinawag yung first four disciples niya. So, pero nakakapagtaka, diba, tinawag niya yung mga disciples, yung mga lalaki. Pero sabi dito, there were also women there looking on from a distance who had followed Jesus from Galilee. So, ibig sabihin, itong mga babae na ito, nung unang nag-launch Jesus into the ministry, yung unang balsa niya ng kanyang paghimala, yung unang pagtawag niya sa kanyang mga disipulo, itong mga babae na itong mga naging witness. Narinig, nakita, napuntahan nila, natanggap nila yung himala, and then, sabi dito, had followed Jesus from Galilee. So, ibig sabihin, simula noong una. From the beginning of Jesus' life and ministry, they were present. And now we're talking na they were looking from a distance to sa crucifixion at nandun din sila. Ibig sabihin, mula nung pagsimula ni Jesus sa ministry, hanggang kamatayan, nandun sila. And this is the mystery of the gospel. Na yung, di ba, pagka sinabing gospel, it is the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. So makikita natin dito yung mga kababaihan, they have seen the beginning of life and ministry of Jesus and they were present. Doon sa crucifixion, nakakatakot, nakakapangamba, pwede din silang tukutin, pwede din silang, alam niyo, saktan, pero they remain. So ito ang tawag dito, true followership. Na hindi sila natakot, hindi sila nag-alintana na subaybayan ang Panginoon sa lahat ng yugto ng kanyang buhay. So, ang followership nila ay founded on what they have seen, heard, received, no? At hindi nila makakalimutan yon. And remember, sabi dito, isa si Mary Magdalene, Ate Judy, have you encountered Mary Magdalene? Kapag narinig mo yung Mary Magdalene sa Bible, ano yung naaalala mo sa kanya?
Siya po yung parang inalihan ng mga demonyo. And yes. Which din po minister ni Jesus.
Wow! Amazing! So si Mary Magdalene, siya yung talagang na-record na nahuli siya, na talagang may kasalanan, and then talagang ilang demonyo yung pinalayas ng Panginoon sa kanya. At nakalaya siya. At simula nun, sumunod na siya sa Panginoong Jesus. You know, yung followership, it is not founded on what I just saw, heard, and received, no, from the Lord. Kung hindi, yung followership is an act of gratefulness, is an act of, wow, this is my treasure, I won't let this go. Minsan, kaya tayo nagpa-follow kasi mayroon tayong gustong makita, gustong matutunan, gustong makuha. Pero pagkatas nun, tapos na, di ba? Then we choose another mentor, we choose another leader, we choose another church. But for Mary Magdalene and the rest of the women, what they have received from Jesus became treasures. Talagang kayamanan at buong buhay na nila yun na iningatan. At talagang hindi nila yun binitawan. The miracles, the teachings, most especially the love, the grace, the forgiveness, the friendship, the love of Jesus, yun, that made them true followers. Isipin natin, why do we follow Jesus? Why do we want to follow Jesus? Misa tinanong yan ni Pastor Al, no, sa Discipleship 101 natin. What is followership? Followership is not just learning getting blessings, or being associated with the one. But followership is loving Jesus. At malinaw sa mga babae na ito na mahal nila si Jesus. Kaya kahit hanggang kamatayan, hindi nila iniwanan ng Panginoon. So today we're gonna pray that God help us to be true followers like these extraordinary women. So can we ask M to lead us in this prayer? Sabayan niyo po si M.
Okay po, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for these women who exemplified true followership. They followed you since day one till the end. They did not forget the good things you have done in their life, and most importantly, their first-hand experience of you being the good shepherd. Make us like them, Lord, to be thankful and true followers, not forgetting the good things you have done and you being good to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Praise God. So, what makes us extraordinary? Not just women, but extraordinary men and women of God, having true followership. What is true followership? It comes from a heart that is grateful. It comes from a heart that is truly loving God till the end of time. So, not only na faithful sila, true followers sila, pero makita rin din natin dito the kind of affection that these women had for Jesus, no? Sila'y sumunod kay Jesus mula pa sa Galilea at naglingkod sa kanya. Wow, amazing. Sabi po sa ibang mga talata sa English, who had followed Jesus from Galilee and helped him, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, caring for his needs. So these women, no, did not just follow Jesus for something to get, but they followed Jesus because they want to bless Jesus. They want to assist Jesus. They want to be of help to the Lord. They want to serve him. Remember, Jesus is 100% God and 100% human. So nauuhaw siya, nagugutom siya, inaantok siya, napapagod siya, no? Kailangan din niya ng kasuotan, ng damit, kapahingahan. And these women were there. They support Jesus with true, sincere affection. So ang pag-follow sa Panginoong Jesus ay hindi lang sabihin natin na, I love you, Lord, with all my heart. Pero sabi doon, I love you, Lord, with all I am and with all I have. Remember, from Galilee, sinundan na nila ang Panginoon, sumunod na sila kay Jesus, at hindi lang sila nakikinig, hindi lang sila nakatanggap ng papapagaling at paghihimala at pag-ibig ng Diyos, kundi sila din naman ay nagparamdam ng pag-ibig nila sa Panginoon. So, from the beginning of Jesus' life and ministry, they were there, solid together as women. Hinanap nilang kanilang niche, hinanap nilang kanilang lakas, ang kanilang talentong, kanilang giftings. At yon ay ang imit ang mga pangangailangan ng Panginoon. At sabi doon talagang, wow, yung kind of serving na ito ay sincere. Kasi yon, yung caring for his needs, ang sabi doon talagang literal, no, na dinadalhan nila ng kung ano yung basic needs ng Panginoon. Pagkain, kasuotan, o siguro may naglalaban ng kasuotan ng Panginoon, or anything. Basta, ang sabi doon, they met the needs of Jesus in his ministry. So, mga kababaihan, mga kalalakihan, right now, no, what makes us extraordinary? Sometimes iniisip natin, oh, ang galing niyang mag-preach, ang galing niyang kumanta, lahat ng mga nakikita natin outwardly, parang yun ang nakukoin natin na extraordinary. Ako, wala akong talent, wala akong maipibigay, dito lang ako sa isang tabi, siguro di na ako makakapaglingkod sa Panginoon. But these women, they don't belong to the 12, to the core group of Jesus. but they were there since the beginning of time, and they were faithful, true followers, affectionate in giving the needs of Jesus. So, sana gayon din tayo mga kapatid na init natin ang pangangailangan ng Panginoon. Come to think of it, nandun sila sa crucifixion, nandun sila sa ibaba ng krus ng Panginoong Jesus, ano kaya ang dala nila para sa Panginoon? Kaya, isipin po natin mga kapatid, when was the last time we truly, sincerely, kahit behind the scene, kahit hindi tayo na-recognize or na-appreciate, masasabi mo, wow, I do and I really serve Jesus in His ministry for His kingdom's cause. Kahit wala akong appreciation, kasi this is my love, this is my adoration and affection to Jesus. So, if this is your prayer that you want to really be affectionate to Jesus and His ministry, panalangin natin to. Hilingan natin si Ate Tess to lead us in prayer at samahan po natin siya. Let us pray.
Panalangin po tayo. Dear God, help us learn the authentic and intentional affection for you, Lord Jesus. Affection that is founded on sincere love, honor, and respect in all seasons or at all times. Affection that is not self-focused or self-serving, but truly selfless, leading us to give all that we are and all we have for you and your kingdom's cause. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Patuloy natin kilalanin ang kanilang kwento kasi na-record din ito ni Luke sa Luke chapter 24 verses 1 to 10. Very interesting. So pakinggan natin na, Ate Judy, can you read to us Luke 24, 1 to 10?
Okay, Bob. Luke chapter 24 verses 1 to 10. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces on the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles.
Man, praise God. Interesting, right? Paano po naging interesting? Sinundan talaga ng mga disciples to. Actually, the gospel accounts from Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, no? Primarily si Matthew at si Luke. Nabigyan talaga sila ng mga pangalan. So, these women really are extraordinary in faithfulness, in true followership, and in affection. Hindi lang from the beginning of the life and ministry of Jesus, no, from Galilee to crucifixion, at nakita natin right now, up to his burial, doon sa kanyang panahon na inilibing siya. Nailibing na siya, nangungulila pa din ang mga kababaihan na ito. Nandun pa rin sila nagbabantay. Hanggang sa after 3 days, diba, nandun pa rin sila. Wow, amazing. These women for me really are extraordinary because they have completed the gospel in their life. No? From the life of Jesus to his death to his resurrection. So, kung titingnan natin ang pagsubaybay natin sa Panginoong Jesus at pagsunod natin, sana mabuo natin yung gospel story sa buhay natin. Diba? Interesting. Misa sumusunod tayo sa Panginoon kasi buhay na buhay tayo sa life and ministry of Jesus. I get healed, I get parang natututo ako, or kaya natutulungan ako, Yun, nagbe-benefit ako. That's the life and ministry of Jesus. Pero pagka death na, trouble na, persecution na, conflict, tension, darkness, sickness, umaayaw na tayo. So pagka umayaw tayo, hindi tayo makakaabot sa resurrection. Diba? But these women, sabi doon, sabi sa verse 7, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then, they remember these words. So these women had words of Jesus. Mayroon silang mga salita ng Panginoong Jesus na tanggap nila. Pero alam niyo yun, isang bagay yung may salita ka ng Panginoong Jesus, may salita ka ng Diyos, pero isang matinding bagay yung maranasan mong katuparan nito. And imagine, resurrection is the greatest miracle of all miracles. Kaya, these extraordinary women who really were faithful, true followers, and affectionate to Jesus, akala natin extraordinary pagkakaloob nila sa Panginoon. But you know what? Ito yung reward nila. Sila yung nakakita, una tikit, unang-unang mga tao. Sila yung unang grupo ng mga tao na pinagpakitaan ng Panginoong Jesus in His glorified body. Imagine mo yun, di ba niyayakap nga siya ni Mary Magdalene, sabi niya, huwag mo muna ako yakapin because hindi pa ako nakakarating sa Ama. So alam mo yun, yung nakita mo yung glorified body ng Panginoon, what a great reward. Sana makarating tayo doon. And it takes faithfulness, it takes true followership, it takes true sincere affection to be there, completing the power of the gospel in our journey here on earth. Amen? So, tingnan pa natin. Last account na lang ito. John chapter 20, 11 to 18. Basahin natin ito. We will ask Em to lead us in reading this kasi very personal ito. So, let's take a look. John 20, 11 to 18.
John chapter 20, verse 11 to 18. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent down to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." Verse 14, at this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it? Who are you looking for?" Thinking he was a gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him." Then Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned away. She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her.
Amen. Praise God. Wow. Si Mary Magdalene, ilang demonyo yung umalis sa kanya, pinalaya siya ng Panginoong Jesus. Pinatawad siya sa napakalalim na kasalanan niya. And since then, she clung on to Jesus and never let her go. So makita po natin dito ang faithfulness talaga ni Mary Magdalene. At nakaka-amaze nung nakita niya na empty na yung tomb ni Jesus. Nag-iiyak siya. Sinabi niya, "Sabihin mo sa akin, saan niyo siya dinala and I will get him." Remember that courage? Yung nakita natin, napansin natin yung lakas ng loob ni Mary Magdalene. Siya lang mag-isa dito, sabi niya, "And I will get him." Saan niyo siya dinala? I will get him. So kahit patay na, no, ang Panginoong Jesus, talagang hindi niya kayang pakawalan yung kanyang pag-ibig. So, in her desperation, in her loneliness, in her sadness, parang emptiness, no? Losing, the miracle working God, losing the lover of her soul, losing the only one, wala na nagmahal sa kanyang kagaya ng Panginoong Jesus, and then wala na siya. Pero kahit yung patay na katawan niya, ituro mo lang sa akin, and I will get him. Yun yung pag-ibig na hanggang kamatayan talaga. And then suddenly, Jesus spoke to her and said, Mary, wow. Now, merong boses at merong word, the way Jesus would speak to Mary na si Jesus lang yon. And then suddenly, Mary realized it was Jesus and she exclaimed, Rabboni, teacher, you're back. You're back. Grabe po ang makita nating reward dito na ang pagsunod sa Panginoong Jesus ay marami pa at malalim pa. Sana makarating tayo sa resurrection. Sana makarating tayo sa glorification. What does it mean? Let us be extraordinary in our faithfulness, followership, and affection. Hindi siya self-contained, hindi siya self-focused, hindi siya self-serving. Anong ibibigay niyo sa akin? Paano niyo ako uunawain? Paano niyo ako aalagaan? Paano niyo ako bibigyan? No, ngayon patay na yung leader ko, wala na yung master ko, wala na yung teacher ko, wala na yung nagmamahal sa akin, saan ako hahanapin ko pa rin siya? Do we have that kind of desperation? Do we have that kind of thirst and hunger na hindi kompletong buhay ko kung wala ang Panginoong Jesus? So this made really Mary Magdalene and the rest of the women extraordinary. May we witness the power of the gospel, the life of Jesus, the death of Jesus, and his resurrection. Amen? Question, nasaan ka na ngayon? Nasaan kang part ng gospel ng buhay mo sa Panginoon? Are you enjoying life, being transformed? Are you enjoying being born again? Are you enjoying your devotion? Are you enjoying the camaraderie, the friendship, barkadahan in the church? Are you enjoying? Paano pagka kinokorek ka na? Paano kapag ka may trouble na, may terror na, may hardships? May crucifixion. May carrying the cross pala muna. And then crucifixion. Will you still be there? Sana makarating tayo lahat sa glory ng resurrection. And that's gonna be on Sunday. Amen? April 17. Huwag tayong mawawala. What does it mean? Lord, I'm gonna be there till the end of time. Till I see you face to face in your glory. And I will also feel the glory and will also shine with you. And let us mind this, mga kapatid, hindi lang po silang tatlo ang pinagpakitaan ng Panginoon, hindi lang po silang tatlo ang faithful, hindi lang po silang tatlo kababaihan ng true followers. Hanggang huli, nagbigay ng affection sa Panginoon. Ang sabi dito, there were many women. What does it mean? Mary Magdalene, the mother of the disciples, even Joanna, the wife of Zebedee, sabi doon, they multiplied their kind. Sumusunod sila sa Panginoon at marami silang dinala sumunod sa Panginoon. They grew in number and they did not just grew in number but grew in depth. Kaya pagdating po sa New Testament, church, sa Acts, itutuloy natin ang basa, wow, we will see the women rising up in the ministry. So, sana itong ipanalangin natin ngayon. Akala natin ang mga women ay nasa sideline. Pero come to think of it, pwede kaya ng presidente natin at ang vice presidente natin ay kapwa babae? Ang House of the Senate ay mabuo ng mas maraming babae? Ang Congress ay maraming babae, pero hindi lang sa kasarian, kung hindi sa uri ng Panginoong Jesus. Yun ang gusto nating paramihin. Kaya Crossroad Women, this is our call. Let us rise up to become extraordinary women in faithfulness, in true followership, and higit po sa lahat, in affection. Maging mapagbigay po tayo, maging mapagkawang gawa. Huwag tayong madamot when it comes to giving our life, our time, and everything that we are and have for the Lord and for His kingdom. Amen. At huwag natin kakalimutan, where are we in the part of the gospel of Jesus? Since the beginning of time, kahit na may trouble and death, mananatili tayo so that we can see the power of His resurrection. Amen. To God be the glory for this extraordinary women. And we too, ahaplusan tayo ng kanyang anointing. If this is your prayer, I would like us all to bow down our heads and close our eyes. Can we put our right hand upon our heart right now? And let us just have a moment of prayer to the Lord. Alam ko lahat tayo nagnanais to become extraordinary. At minsan iniisip natin, ang pagiging extraordinary ay nandun sa limelight. Nandun, na-recognize, na-appreciate. Nandun sa kantahan, sa sayawan. Nandun sa mga nagsasalita. Nandun lamang ang pagiging extraordinary pag may pangalan, pag may nagagawa in front of many people. But being extraordinary is possible even behind the scene. Because being extraordinary is a matter of the heart. Matter of faithfulness, true followership, and sincere affection to Jesus. Father, forgive us, for there were times that we serve you, pero we serve ourselves more than you. Forgive us, Lord, for we follow you, but we want to go ahead of you. Or forgive us that we stay when the weather is fine. But Lord, when the weather is not favorable, when the situation is not favorable, Lord, we lose grasp and we lose passion. Forgive us. Make us extraordinary, Lord, like this woman. From the first day they have known you, they did not lose you, Lord, in their hearts. Sana ganun din kami. Ngayon, inaalala namin ang unang araw na nakilala ka namin. At sana hanggang huli, sa pagdating mo, pagtawag mo sa amin, nandun pa rin kami sa lugar ng pagtawag mo. Matapat, totoo, magiliw na naglilingkod sa iyo. Thank you, God, for we can be extraordinary because we have an extraordinary Jesus who have first loved us and given His life for us. You are more than everything to us, and you worth everything to us. You are worth our full adoration, desperation, Lord, consecration, at lahat-lahat na. Thank you, Lord. Ito pong Lenten season na ito, itong Holy Week na ito, tulungan mo po kami. Maalala ka namin, mahalin ka namin, mabalik namin ang unang pag-ibig namin sa'yo. At hindi lang ngayon, hanggang huli, mananatili kami, nagmamahal. Itong aming dalangin sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus. Amen at amen. Amen! Praise God! Alright! At mula dito sa ating mga tahanan, we shout to God be the glory! God bless!